From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. The Pygmalion Festival began in 2005 in Champaign-Urbana. Over the years, it's drawn a diverse range of music and creative acts to central Illinois. NPR's own Ari Shapiro, co-host of All Things Considered, even hosted a salon for Pygmalion's virtual festival in 2020, in which he interviewed artists and creators from around the U.S. 2022 marks the festival's 18th year. And in-person programming begins today, September 22nd, Thursday, and continues through Saturday, September 24th. Joining us now is Pygmalion's Director of Development, Patrick Singer. Patrick, welcome to The 21st Show. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be on here. And as we start our event here momentarily.
Absolutely. I should tell listeners, in order to make our schedules meet, we recorded this conversation earlier in the week, but you can let us know what you thought, as ever, by emailing talk@21stshow.org or tweet us at 21st Show. All right. So in recent years, Pygmalion, I think it started as mostly a music festival. It's now a cultural festival. Talk more about that and maybe, you know, the ideas behind the event and collaboration with the community have evolved in tandem.
Sure thing. And so I started working with Pygmalion in 2013. It was very much a music festival back then. And this, you know, whenever Pygmalion was created back in the early aughts, there weren't a ton of music festivals around as we know it today. They're very ubiquitous. And so, you know, as time has gone on and our interests as programmers have changed, we've really felt encouraged and supported by the community, and our own ambitions have led us to developing more outside the box ideas when it comes to events of this nature. And so I believe it was, 2014, when we were celebrating our 10th anniversary, is when we added literature and a craft fair called the Made Fest, which is full of, handmade and vintage vendors and things like that. And so that was all outside. And so we've just kind of like expanded on that idea that we can kind of do things beyond live music. And so, of course, we love doing, your standard concerts in various rooms around Champaign-Urbana. But, you know, we're much more interested in doing presenting more along the lines of what our interests are, which might be comedians or podcasts or filmmakers or authors and things like that. And so, you know, as time has gone on and the music festival landscape has changed so much, you know, Pygmalion is best suited to remain flexible. And, you know, back to the roots of why the event began, even producing just concerts with, scuzzy indie rock bands, the idea is to bring a wide variety of talents into Champaign-Urbana and put them on stages here. And so, you know, the idea is to kind of join those two things together. And so when you have a stage, you can have a comedian, or you can have a live podcast or an author or anything of the like. And so we've really kind of relished in the idea that we can do that. And so it kind of just expands our palate a bit. And we like doing that because it's more fun.
Well, all right. So in addition to musical performances, you mentioned comedians, writers, social media personalities, there's even astronomers. Who are some of the headliners this year?
Sure. And so one of our headliners is this musician named Petey, and he actually kind of became more well known during the pandemic when he was posting these videos of himself as multiple characters on his Instagram and TikTok accounts. And so it turns out that he's actually a musician and he has a band. And so it was kind of funny because he very much started as a social media, phenomenon, I guess, if you want to call it that. He just amassed a huge following, and it turns out he has a pretty good band. And so they've been going on tour. And so we were happy to be able to work with him and his representatives to make a show here happen. And so that's one example of something that's kind of outside the box. And yes, it ends up being a live music concert. But, you know, I think all in all, it's just kind of interesting how it kind of developed into that.
I love that art form that's developed in the past few years where one person plays all the characters in a sketch, in a TikTok.
Exactly.
It feels very fresh. All right. So you were about to say another. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so, you know, some of our other pieces of programming this year that we're really excited about, we're bringing in this author named Nabil Ayers, who you know, has such a illustrious music career, but he wrote this really excellent book called My Life in the Sunshine, and it's about basically his new family and developing his relationship with his father over the years. And it's part of in partnership with this event we have at Craner Art Museum with a variety of Black faculty from the University of Illinois. And so that is called Black on Black on Black on Black, which is on Saturday afternoon. And so, you know, we've kind of just been able to incorporate things as we see fit within the structure of our schedule. And most of the time, you know, when we curate it, if we find it interesting and we feel like it's worth presenting in the style and fashion that we do, we are usually able to kind of put it into our programming and make it work. But we have a ton of other stuff. You can find all the information on thisispygmalion.com and you'll find it on our schedule, and that will really set you free to explore this year's programming.
So you mentioned, I think, in passing, working with PD's people or his management or something like that. What is the process of curating a lineup, a diverse lineup like this, of all of these different forms? Talk about how that works.
Sure. And so I get questions like this pretty frequently that say, hey, do you just pick out bands and authors and musicians and things like that that you like and just, you know, send them an email and then it's all said and done and that sort of thing? And, you know, it's really not at all like that. And so what it comes down to is how Pygmalion's process works is because it's 18 years old, we have years and years of relationships that are kind of packed into our work as independent promoters. And so founder Seth Fine, he had spent years as a booking agent for a long time, and then he transferred over to be more of a talent buyer for the Canopy Club before he started doing Pygmalion proper as it is. And so essentially, you know, since him and I have combined for many years of experience now, we have just a lot of resources when it comes to industry professionals, whether that's being agents or managers. And so, you know, in when we're starting our process, we really put feelers to say, hey, who is active this year? Who might be routing through the Midwest during our dates? Here's our time. Here's our span dates, I mean, and you know, here's kind of our budget, and we kind of work with them to assign space to saying, hey, this is a particular artist that's available. Here's more information about them. And then we basically get a huge list together and we go down and we just kind of curate it depending on what we feel like is the best fit for our market. And, you know, Urbana is not what I would call a major market. It's a very small market by comparison to where a lot of these performers are actually performing. And so, you know, when you're talking about a really small market like Champaign-Urbana by comparison to, you know, Chicago or Indianapolis or St. Louis, you kind of have to really pare it down and be hyper selective. And that's what we've done over the years. We just found our way to kind of, you know, put things on our program in ways that we feel like our Pygmalion audience will, you know, that'll resonate well with them. But also, we're always trying to attract, new folks that are maybe have never heard of Pygmalion, but they really like the comedian that we booked. And so that's just kind of part of the process. And so now that we're venturing into more you know, outside the box ideas with things like you know, podcasters or influencers and things like that, personalities, I think it just kind of expands the scope of who we're in touch with and what kind of industry reach we have. But it's changing so much all the time based on the way social media works and the way that live performance works. And, you know, I could go on and on and on about
Sure.
how the landscape is, but that's kind of how it works for us.
Who or what act are you most looking forward to this weekend?
So I'm really excited about this musician that we have performing on Saturday night outside at Rose Bowl Tavern. This incredible guitarist named Beau Farka-Touré. He is actually the son of a really acclaimed guitarist, Ollie Touré. And he is from Mali. And he He's just an incredible musician. I'd recommend anybody checking him out. He kind of ventures into the psychedelic, or what some might call desert rock, which is a little more psychedelic, and it's just really interesting, almost world music. And so he's one of the performers that I'm really looking forward to this weekend, and he's on Saturday night.
Excellent. Yeah, longtime public radio listeners, if they know that show Worldview, they always do a geo quiz, and it's Ali Farka Touré's provide some of the music for that, or they use some of his music. So it is definitely, I think that music would be familiar to a lot of public radio longtime listeners. All right, well, Patrick Singer, I want to thank you so much for being with us today to talk about Pygmalion.
Thank you so much for having me and allowing me to ramble on a little bit about what we do. So thanks for everybody listening and tuning in.
Pygmalion kicks off tonight with a book talk from Chicago native Mia Manansala at the Urbana Free Library, and five shows at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana. Some events are free, others require tickets. We'll link to more information about that along with the full schedule of events for the weekend on our website, 21stshow.org. Coming up, we're going to hear from two of the Illinois-based bands performing at Pygmalion tonight. But first, here's a little bit of the aforementioned Vo Farka Touré.